Padre Santo, prima di dare inizio ai nostri lavori,
Cardinal Angelo Sodano, Dean of the College of Cardinals, began the one-day session by welcoming the Pope on behalf of all 150 cardinals present and thanking him for the recent beatification of Cardinal Newman and the introduction of a similar cause for beatification for the late Cardinal Van Thuan to the glory of the Church in Vietnam. Pope Benedict then took the floor, giving a brief introduction to the two main topics for discussion in the morning session, religious freedom and the liturgy in the life of the Church. The Holy Father recalled that the mandate of the Lord to proclaim the Gospel implies the need for the freedom to do so, and yet, in the course of history, it has met several obstacles. The relationship between truth and freedom is essential, he said, but now faces the challenge of relativism, which at first glance seems to complete the concept of freedom, but in reality threatens to destroy it like a veritable dictatorship. He said we find ourselves in a time where we must work hard to assert the freedom to proclaim the truth of the Gospel and the great achievements of Christian culture. As to the second theme, the Pope recalled the crucial importance of the liturgy in the Church because it is the place of God's presence with us, thus the place where truth lives. The topic of church freedom today was introduced by Cardinal Bertone, Secretary of State, and the theme of the liturgy in the life of the Church by Cardinal Canizares, Prefect of the Congregation for Divine Worship. Cardinal Bertone gave an overview of today's attempts to limit freedom of Christians in various regions of the world, asking his audience to reflect on the situation of religious freedom in Western countries, nations often deeply indebted to Christianity for their identity and culture, but which today witness a process of secularization with attempts to exclude spiritual values from society. Then he underscored the situation of religious freedom in Muslim countries, pointing out the conclusions reached by the recent Synod of Bishops for the Middle East. Finally, he presented the activities of the Holy See and local bishops' conferences, both in the East and West, in defence of religious freedom. Cardinal Canizares then took the floor, recalling the importance of prayer in the liturgical life of the Church, citing the doctrine of the Second Vatican Council and the magisterium of Pope Benedict XVI. In particular, he stressed the importance of fidelity to the current liturgical discipline and also spoke of the serious difficulties currently encountered by the Church in defending the basic values of natural law, such as respect for life and the family. Another argument put forward was that of interreligious dialogue, especially with Islam. Following lunch in the afternoon session, Cardinal William Leveda, Prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, illustrated the Church's response to cases of child abuse by clergy and norms issued by the Holy See to welcome Anglicans into the Catholic Church. I'm Emer McCarthy.